Umagana Chimidandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chakshuru Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayarupa Yadamayam Dandati Svapadantitam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Lupam Sairajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mukakaroti Vachalam Pangolam Gayate Girin Yatkipatamaham Vande Sri Gurung Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram When Lord Chaitanya left Bengal after he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, then after some time he called Nityananda Prabhu and said, I left Bengal, we had done so much preaching there, but now it's still unfinished. So, but I can't go back there now since I've taken sannyas. So you should go back and finish the finished business and spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement there. So Nityananda Prabhu said, well, I need some men. I need some devotees. Lord Chaitanya said, you can take. So it wasn't exactly clear how many devotees he took. Seems around 50 at least. Minikitan Ramdas, Abhiram Thakur, many of his great associates. And since we're limited on time, I just kind of condense it. But they went back in Kirtan. Normally it would take a month of walking. That took them 3 months because they were so ecstatic that along the way they would be doing Kirtan and dancing, and somebody would be talking about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. They'd act it out, put their hand on the shoulder and said, it's Krishna and Balaram, and this thing happened and that. And then everyone would be so ecstatic remembering Krishna's pastimes, they would wander off the road and then go maybe 10 kilometers on one side, and then they'd, you know, look around and say, where are we? And ask how to get to the Bengal road, to Bengal. You see, that's 10 kilometers back. And they went back, but on the way, while they're chanting, they were so ecstatic that they would cross right over the road. And so instead of going straight back, they're going zigzag back and forth. So it took about 3 months to get there. Very ecstatic Harinam journey. And then they finally, when they reached Panihati, then Nityananda walked in and the kitchen where Raghava Pandit usually was, because that was his special seva. In fact, he's a reincarnation of the cook for Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. He and his sister, Damayanti. So he was preparing for his Radha, Madan Mohan Didi's. They looked and there was Nityananda immediately. Paid his obeisances and he said, so how many of you are there? He said, I have this many devotees. He said, okay, I'll prepare you prasadam. Please go take care. This is his only first thought. Prasadam. That's his seva. So, you go take your bath in the Ganges and come back, and then we'll give you the prasad. So within 1 hour, he cooked a huge feast for the 50 or 100 devotees that were there with him. And they came back and he served everyone prasadam. Lord, he took a little rest. Then afterwards, he came and they gathered together for kirtan. So, this kirtan, Lord Nityananda was sitting down looking at all the kirtan singers. And while they were chanting, everyone was chanting and dancing. Whoever he glanced at become overwhelmed with love of Krishna. Just by his glance. Somebody would like to get the glance of Lord Nityananda. Nitai! 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 Goranga! So like this, kirtan was going on very ecstatically. Then when it reached a certain level, the Nityananda Prabhu himself entered into the kirtan, dancing. So Lord Chaitanya said there's five places where he always is present. And one of the five is wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing. So when Nityananda Prabhu started dancing, although Lord Chaitanya was South India already by that time, and he immediately came there and was watching. Because Nityananda Prabhu's dancing is so ecstatic, you don't want to miss it. How many of you would like to see Lord Nityananda's dancing? Also, Panihati is one of the places he stays always, so he's there twice, double. But enough, Swami is reminding me. And when Nityananda could see Lord Chaitanya, and then he told the devotees that Lord Chaitanya is here dancing, as they're here watching, and everyone was looking around, but they couldn't see him. He said, "You can't see him, I can see him, you can't see him. He's right now technically in South India, but he's here watching. But he's wearing a South Indian flower garland. Just like here we have English flowers." They have South Indian flowers, different kinds. So it's a particular flower that didn't grow in Bengal. So he said, "You can smell him out." So everyone said, So, well, that's exactly what happened. Everyone who smelled the garland, they became so ecstatic. They are smelling Lord Chaitanya's garlands, not different. They became so ecstatic that they fainted on the ground, they were rolling, pulling their hair. Well, okay, catch him, catch him. Goranga! Nityananda! So there was like, as the flower aroma was going over the devotees, they were becoming like, it's like a special prema gas. They were getting intoxicated and overwhelmed with spiritual bliss. So like this, then Nityananda was dancing, then he went back and changed his cloth, came out, then again his chadar dhoti. Then he asked Raghava Pandit, get me a kadamba garland. I'm a cowherd boy, I like kadamba flowers. So I want a kadamba garland. But Raghava Pandit, he said, well, we don't have any kadamba flowers, no trees here, and this is not the season for kadamba flowers. Don't give me all these excuses, just go in your garden and get me some kadamba garland. So he went back on his house, and he had a garden with all different things they needed for his cooking, lemon trees and mango and different things. So one of the lemon trees started just popping kadamba flowers. Boop, 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 boop. So he took the kadamba flowers, made a garland, and came out and gave Lord Nityananda. Nitai Prabhu ki! So like this, so many things happened. And then that kirtan just started to go on day and night. They told me that in Birmingham they had last night a 24-hour, night before last, 24-hour kirtan. So it's also here in the UK. They fall asleep, tell them. Worked really hard on that one. So, this kirtan we went on for 3 months. So the people would join the kirtan and they would become just so ecstatic they forgot everything. They just stayed in the kirtan for about 2-3 days. Dancing and chanting day and night. Then after a while they remembered, oh, I have a wife, I have a family, I had to go home, I had to do some things. So they went, then some, but they're like smiling and chanting, and so someone said, where have you been? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. Like this, so there's this kirtan going on in the Panihati, Raghava Pandit's house. There, the kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, it's so wonderful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So the kirtan was going on for about day and night, 3 months. But then, in the end, the devotees, after 3 months of non-stop kirtan, they started to manifest certain mystical powers, like lifting up 25, 30 ton, how much a mango tree weighs, a huge mango, lifting it up and dancing with it. Some of them become lighter than a balloon and climb up and just fly up to the top of the trees and jump from one tree to the next. Haribol! 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 But this tree pulling up, that was upsetting Raghava Pandit. He said, if you pull all the trees, how will I offer my deities and my prasadam, any boga? He said, you better shift the kirtan, otherwise I have no house left, nothing left. So this kirtan went all over Bengal, and they just camp out somewhere for a while, and there the people would get totally overwhelmed with kirtan, and he'd leave one of his associates there to be the regional preacher, zonal preacher, whatever, and then go to the next place. And like this he would go going all over Bengal and just like flooding it wherever he went, and then leaving a kirtan, a leader, like in a place called Kanakul Krishnanagara, he left Abhiram Thakur. So sometime when you go on Gauramandal Bhumi Parikrama in Bengal, then you see the different places where the different acharyas and associates of Lord Chaitanya were left for preaching. Some were seen to be traveling and some were preaching. So like that was the way that Nityananda Prabhu started, and then after that we read the just like you know that Abhiram Thakur is Sridham from Krishna Leela, he's one of the cowherd boys. Many of these associates were cowherd boys who came down into the Chaitanya Leela. And that describes in some historical books that he would have meetings with his disciples and preachers and other associates, that how in his area, how is the propagation of Krishna consciousness growing? And they'd even have a map out, and they'd refer to the map, and they'd ask, what about this village? And they'd say, well, we don't have any devotee there. So what? So we have to deliver that village also. So then they make a plan, what about the next village? So there we have a Namahatta, and here we have many devotees, so but this village none. So let's have a festival in the village where we have devotees, and like in India, if your neighboring village has a festival, everybody's going to go. You don't miss it. I don't know if it's like that in Poland. We were just in Bangladesh for 21 days on a Bangladesh safari following in Radhanath Swami and Indraduna Maharaj's footsteps. They had gone years ago on a pilgrimage, so we went to all the places they'd already visited. And we had a devotee from the Polish tour said that in Poland you had to go out and invite everyone to come to the festival. But in Bangladesh, you don't need any invitation, they just show up. Thousands of them, tens of thousands. One place, 50,000 people. One place, they had 100 police just to take the devotees to the state so they get through the people, because they're all trying to touch their feet. So every place is a little different. Probably in the UK, they don't touch your feet too much. So... So that here, Sridham means Abhiram Thakur, he's meeting, and they make this festival, they invite Lord Nityananda, they do have a big festival, drama, everything, and so all the people from the next village, they come there, they take their contacts. There's a system that we're promoting in the Congregational Development Ministry called the Vamana Approach. Vamana Dev. He took three steps, right? One, two, three, and that third step was on Bali's head. So we also have three steps. One is to make contact with devotees, with new people, with friends and interested people. Then to cultivate them, to invite them into your home, invite them to the temple, somehow cultivate them, that they become interested in Krishna consciousness. And finally, when they're fully interested and cultivated, then they become committed devotees. So this is a three-step program. Vamanadev, you remember him. So they made contacts in the neighboring village. They followed up and visited them in their homes. And then eventually they established a Namahatta there. And like this, the Sankirtan movement was spread, and Lord Nityananda, he established his headquarters for the Namahatta according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur at Surabhi Kunj in Godrum Dweep, the Navadip Nine Dweeps, Nine Islands. The second island is Godrum, which is the island of Kirtan. So, like this, what was impressing to me is that this propagation of Krishna consciousness was being performed by eternal associates of Lord Krishna who came down and joined Krishna in his form as Chaitanya. Just like Krishna had his associates who were helping with the herding cows and pastimes in Vrindavan, the Lord Chaitanya, one of his pastimes is the Sankirtan movement. So they were engaging in this propagation of Krishna consciousness. So it's not anything mundane, it's a spiritual activity. It's so spiritual that you can say it's a transcendental activity. Even these eternal associates were blissfully engaged. And there's pastimes of even how Gadadhar Prabhu Radharani went to a village and how he preached, gave a class there, and the whole village surrendered to him. So we want to be your disciple, we want to follow you. And then he asked his personal servant to stay there and train everybody up. And that's another longer story. But like this, there's so many different associates were doing at different times this kind of preaching. So we're very inspired that just like Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they had their plan how to spread Krishna consciousness, that how to then develop the congregation. That here I got in the Bhaktivedanta Manor newsletter. If you don't have your copy, don't miss it. They have here 2008 year of the congregation. So they have 8 different pedals. Educate, congregate, educate every member learning, every member teaching. Congregate, every member is brought together with others. Publish, every member is informed and supported with accessible and relevant printed and online materials. Communicate, every member is informed and connected. Care, every member is cared for and is caring for others. Preach, every member is a messenger. Volunteer, opportunities for every member to serve. Grow, we count all aspects of growth so that we value them more. And there's of course much more here written about it. So this initiative to make this the year of the congregation from the manor, it's of course very inspiring to me as a minister of congregational development. We'd like every year to be the year of congregation. I think in Chaupati it's like that. They have a really vibrant congregation and they take nice care of them. We're studying what they're doing. It's a good example for the world. This year the GBC also established a new initiative of taking care of devotees. Care of devotees. So that's something that the GBC is very much concerned about nowadays. It's one of the, I don't know, 6-7 initiatives they have? Six or seven. Then, of course, we go with Indra Dumna Maharaj and the Polish tour. He's making so many contacts and so making it from the cultivation that they're doing of the people as they go around. Different namhatas and groups are forming all over the country. And has a huge impact of people getting introduced to Krishna consciousness. So, not everybody can do such a dynamic program and put so much energy into it. It's really wonderful. But one of the things that we're trying to do with the congregational ministry is like every year we have different focal points. So a couple of years ago it was groups, having small groups. I heard that now England, or rather the London area, has 21 groups. And this is really encouraging. In fact, recently, a couple years ago, Delhi started, finally. And they did also the first year about 27 groups. But now they're up to almost 100 groups in about 3 years. And so they're exploding. And books, of course, they were number one, I think, at least for the marathon, and maybe for the whole year they were number one. The congregation had distributed over 200,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Of course, Chaupati was also number three or four. You're in the top five, at least I remember something. You're number two. Marathon. That. So they're showing the congregation when they get activated for the marathon, they can distribute so many books to their friends, to their work colleagues, to their relatives, to people in general. So Deepa Mahaprabhu was saying that there's no reason why London couldn't have 50 groups. Prabhupada always said to double it. So the idea we right now is basically three kinds of groups that are the most prominent. They're all types of namahatas. One of the group, the namahata, basic, the minimum, is that they do a kirtan, they have a lecture, they have question answers and some prasad. So that any devotee, any initiated devotee, and many even just kind of well versed in the scripture, they could do this kind of program, outreach programs, and reach out to people, go to different places, do a kirtan, give a lecture. But sometime I heard today there was a problem that in London people have small houses, small flats, so they can't accommodate big groups. So we have also a small group program, which is called the Bhakti Riksha, where you do an icebreaker, a kirtan, a discussion, rather than a class. It may be like what in some places say what we'll be discussing tonight. They may want to discuss the previous Sunday feast lecture, or they may like to read a few pages from Prabhupada's books and then they discuss it. They find out what were the important points, they discover the important points what the preacher of Prabhupada mentioned. They try to understand what were the examples he used to illustrate those points, and then they see how to apply that knowledge in their own lives, in their realizations, how it affected them. So by applying the knowledge, it becomes from jnana to vijnana. And then there's they also have a session, 15-minute session of the strategic planning for the strategies for preaching. And then a little simple prasad at the end, maybe some puja. So that can be held, it's only 10 or 15 people, groups can be held in a small flat. When the groups get any bigger than 15, 20 people, they multiply into two groups. So then that way they grow. There's two ways. Some people just may, maybe some of you like to form a group somewhere in your house, invite people over, and you can just kind of start from the ground level. And then from there, when it grows, then you can multiply and have so many more groups coming. That's how now it's multiplying in Delhi. That's just the Delhi temple has, like, I think it's 70, 80, 90 groups now. But I don't know if that may not include, like, Noida and all these other satellite temples that are around. There's about 6 temples in the Delhi area now. Not all of them are under the same, they all have their own management. And so Noida told me they had 12 groups. So that's a part. There's like more than that. And they have different groups. So that was what we were doing a couple of years ago. But now, this year our focus is also that we want to recognize the... Oh, there's one more type of group. There's also counselor groups. This is where a very senior devotee counsels and guides the congregation. Their members, their counselees, they review their sadhana and everything, they take a much more personal interest. Some of the areas have adopted counselor group method within the Bhakti Riksha and do both. They also, for the senior devotees, they keep track, and they were inspired by the counselor group is used on Chopati and all over many places. There's about 120 that we have recorded reports of. So that's another way of taking full care of the devotees, and also if they and his preaching strategy, then, you know, kind of be pretty much like a bhakti riksha. In Pune, they use, for the new students, they use bhakti riksha. For the older initiated devotees, they use more counselor groups. That's what I was told. So we have these three kinds of groups. And but we there's another, apart from the groups, as we find that now there's a lot of Krishna conscious families where the whole family is favorable to Krishna consciousness. Maybe they're all initiated or all chanting, or maybe they're all chanting and the house is vegetarian and they have an altar. Some may be more into it than others, but basically the house is a favorable Krishna conscious house, which has takes prasadam and everything like that. So I mean, it's a central point for Krishna consciousness in that area. It's a little like a molecular unit. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur called them Shraddha Kutirs, or homes of faith. And he said that that's part of his Namhata structure and his whole overall organization. So we're trying to promote that this year. Last year in Argentina, we gave out 200 certificates that the local temple gave out to homes that were Krishna conscious. And it was a big inspiration for them to be recognized. We have 3,000 to 5,000 such families recognized in our Mayapur Namhat Directorate. And they say many places where they don't have a Namhata, they have these families, and they work as a contact unit where some preacher can go there and visit, like Kripa Moy Prabhu said, invite a preacher to your house. Maybe you can't head up a Namhata or a Bhakti Riksha or be a counselor yet, but you could invite one of the preachers to come to your house and give some association, and in this way develop that community, develop, and that could eventually turn into a Namhata, where you get enough of such families and then they come together and it's a Namhata or Bhakti Riksha, some local small group. So to recognize, like, the building blocks are these families. Of course, some places may have all students or other, but generally speaking, it's the families that are the building blocks. So we're trying to we'll come up with some certificates and some emblems they can put on their door in their house. Like, this is a Shraddha Kutir. Some people like to call them Bhakti homes. A little easier, kind of a hybrid English and Bhakti homes, Bhakti buddies. So that's one of the programs. It'd be nice if I'm sure that in London, we have 60,000 people coming for the Janmashtami. So how many of them must be Krishna conscious homes, or could become, just with a little bit of cultivation? So then another program that we're trying to do is promote the Damodar month. Now, you might wonder, what does Damodar month have to do with the congregation who comes to the temple and offers a lamp? But it mentions that, of course, you can offer a lamp in your house to Lord Damodar and Yasoda. And it mentions anyone who offers a lamp to Damodar, sings the Damodar Astika, and does some programs for Damodar. There are so many thousands of forefathers get delivered. You awaken your pure bhakti. They have, on our website, namhata.org, they have some of these quotes from the different scriptures. How wonderful this Damodar is. Of course, bottom line, it's 100 times more, but it's even more than that for new people, because they weren't doing anything. So what they've started, and we've been promoting this for a few years just as a trial basis. So Kuala Lumpur has taken it up. And about 5 years ago, they had 30 Namhattas, and each Namhatta did a Damodar program. So they had 30. The next year they did 60. Then they decided that they're going to reach out and do many different programs. So they did about 300. And then they had a program and they did a 600. Then they had, the year before last, I came to the temple and they had a big attendants like this, and then they dimmed the lights. We were sitting on a, and Krishna came in with some other little Krishna carrying a scroll with some other children dressed up, and they came in with a kirtan and throwing flowers and holding lamps and different. And then Krishna came up and handed me the scroll. Have you ever been handed a scroll by Krishna? So I opened it up, and then it said, "This is to inaugurate the preparations for the 2007 Damodar Puja." So what they do is they print it out, a little suitable to put on your altar, picture Radha Damodar, not Radha Damodar, Damodar Yasoda, and Prabhupada. Chai Radha Gokula Nanda ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. And then they made that this time they're going to go out and try to visit as many homes as possible and do a 15-20 minute Damodar program where they put the Damodar picture on the altar, they offer an aarti, they retell something about the glories of Damodar, they do a little kirtan, give everybody a little prasadam, some candy or some, you know, little light prasad, little dry prasad, something in their hand. And then they go to the next. So what happens is that many families wanted the devotees to come and do this program because it's so auspicious for your family. How many of you are great hostas here? How many of you would like to have devotees come to your house in Damodar month and give you unlimited blessings and good fortune and love of Godhead and all kinds of things? How many, we're not seeing too many hands here. So then what happens is the neighbors want to know, at least in Malaysia the neighbors want to know, what's happening? And they say, we're doing this puja, we're getting blessings for our house. So I want blessings for my house. And so many people asked to have it in their house. And so like this, it went up to, they did 1,500. Then, so after it was 2007, now 2006 and 2007, last year, then they became even more, they wanted again, double it. So their goal was 3,000. But this time when the middle class businessmen, there was a bazaar that would come in front of Amurgan, this the Kartikeya temple every year. So he rented a stall, put a huge picture, one of, you know, you can get these banners printed now, of Yasoda and Damodar, and then set up there, and then he had the Vishnu Maharaj inaugurated the program. 1,500 people were there at the inaugural moment. So in the middle of a bazaar, he just set up an altar of Yasoda Damodar, and they started this program. So he had 67,000 people offer lamps to Damodar and Yasoda at his stall in 1 month of Damodar. Spent, you know, $1,000 or something on the, I don't know how much he spent on the building thing, but then many people gave donations, so the whole thing was more or less paid for. Then all the Namahatas, so like you said, to invite people to your home, this opportunity to give everybody that chance when they come here, that who wants you to visit their homes. There's so many people I heard just for the festival that happened Monday was some kind of festival. Yesterday's Monday? Huh? Bank holiday, they said 2,000 people came here. So giving them an opportunity to invite the devotees to come to their house. So what this did, the people going to their house, doing the Damodar program, got their contacts, many of those people became members of the congregation. Many were existing, and many became new, their neighbors, their friends. So like, they get people to recommend, to invite the devotees to come to their house. And so like this, Kalampur, we put them as one of our national, our worldwide coordinators for this Damodar Puja. If you have any questions, they'll send you videos and different things. So they have a multimedia presentation. Last year, 3,870 or so house visits, apart from the 67 in that bazaar. So I don't know, next year, they want to double it again, so But it's a wonderful thing. You see, very simple things. So you come up with, we find an idea that works. This is the year of the congregation. So these are two simple things you could do. Inviting the preachers to come to your home. Inviting for the Damodar Pujas. I actually did a Damodar Puja during Diwali. It's the month of Diwali. So everybody visiting people's homes in Diwali, that's what it is. You go and visit people's homes and do some programs. So in this way, we can have so many new bhakti homes, Shraddha Kutirs. We can try to expand the congregation, try to cultivate the existing ones that were on the map. They cared about us, they came, they did a little Damodar Puja. Sometimes we took Prabhupada in the centennial, we took a little deity of Prabhupada. So like that, we hope that you would all... I'd like to see that here in the Bhaktivedanta Manor, this should be one of the very top congregational developed area, because we have already a developed area. We don't get the reports from here so much. Also from Chopati, we don't often get. But but I think this year the Maharaj pushed them and they sent in this course. But we have 60,000 people coming for the Janmashtami. How many temples in there's no other temple in the world that has so many people coming. Maybe in India they have these big queues of people coming, but I think, but definitely overseas, this is the biggest Janmashtami, so it's a huge congregation, very popular. In fact, so we hope that we're really happy that this is the year of the congregation, and that this way we can take better care of the devotees. We can expand the number of congregation and give. Sometimes devotees don't know what service they can do. There's unlimited scope for preaching, and this is what even the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya did. So, thank you very much. I don't know how I ended up here today. It's my Sukriti. I get the association of Radhanath Swami and Indradumna Maharaj. And I could be at this presentation about congregational development. So I want to see that the Bhaktivedanta Manor, England, is that should be number one in the Western world.